Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio. I'm your host, Dave Woodward. Today is a really cool opportunity because this is an opportunity we have of having the CEO and co-founder of Needles.com, Justin Hartzman, with us. Justin, welcome.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me today, Dave.
This is going to be a fun podcast because this is one of those things that a lot of people don't understand, and that is the importance of testing ads and making ads work and how advertising is really kind of the lifeblood of your business. You know, we just finished last night was our episode. We were on CNBC The Profit with Marcus Lemonis, and he had Russell on there talking to the FlexWatch guys about the importance of two metrics that we always measure, and that is going to be your CPA, your cost to basically the cost per acquisition, or the other term we talk a lot about is, you know, the cost to acquire a customer. And then the second metric is average cart value. And Justin's expert here is really in understanding the importance of getting the very, very most of, as far as bang for your buck, out of the ad spend and really tracking and testing. Unfortunately, for most business owners, Justin, at least in my experience, what I see is they just randomly throw money out there in hopes that it's somehow magically going to convert. I don't know if you've had that experience before or not, but I seem to run across that quite often.
Absolutely. We have thousands of customers or users, I say, come to our platform every month, and they've come from status quo options, one being a do-it-yourself model out there in the advertising or social advertising space, which is obviously expensive when they don't know how to do it well, or going to a typical digital agency where there's thousands of dollars for startup fees and they take 25% or greater of your spend. Those don't really work for a small marketer, entrepreneur, or small business, and that's really where we've come in and why we're introducing the first internet's first robo-agency to the market.
Yeah, robo-agency is a new term. I thought it was kind of fun. I was watching your website. I was looking at the kind of video and everything else. Explain, what do you mean by robo-agency?
Great question. Well, we believe that we're between the ad tech space and the MarTech space. So we're bringing both of those pieces together. So we're blazing our own trail in the robo-agency market. And what that means is we're doing what a typical digital agency would, roboticize. So that's through artificial intelligence, data science, natural language processing, machine learning. We're providing 24-hour service. You know, I always go back and I say this all the time. You know, people have other things that they do. They jump on Facebook, they get on their phone, they text message. Account managers at typical digital agencies are there from 9 to 5. And someone who's spending $500 to $1,000 a month in advertising is really not a priority. So our systems don't know if you're a $500 or $5 million account. They're always working. They don't take breaks. They aren't going to the washroom and doing gross human things. They're just sitting there and ensuring that you're getting the best results out of your advertising at a price that you can afford as a small business or entrepreneur or marketer.
And that's really what I want to say. Again, we have ClickFunnels here. Our users, literally, they start from people who are just getting started to those who have been doing online marketing or internet marketing, coaches, consultants, business owners, you know, hitting the $100,000, $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 range, to those who literally, what we refer to as our two comma club, where basically they're crushing it over a couple million dollars a year just in their funnels alone. So I think it's important for our users to kind of go through this, just if you don't mind, talk about what it exactly is that you guys do when you talk about a robo-agency. Some of our users aren't really that familiar with exactly what even MarTech or any of these other companies would be doing. So help them understand what to really get the very biggest bang for your buck out of your advertising. What are the things that you would have to be doing if you weren't working with a robo-agency?
Okay, if you weren't working with us as the robo-agency out there, you would have to go to social media, you'd have to create your ads. You have to do it on each platform, Facebook, Instagram, which are connected as obviously as they're owned by Facebook together, Twitter, so on and so forth. You have to create your actual ads. You got to deliver them to the network. Then you have to decide how you want to target them. After you target them, you have to A-B test them, then day part test them. There's a million different ways that you can go out there and actually hone in to ensure that you're finding the right people at the right time to ensure that they become a customer. And that's really tough to do because, A, it takes time. It takes money, it takes expertise and learning, a lot of which people don't have the luxury of having. So what we're doing as a robo-agency is you as a user come to us, you answer six simple questions. You know, where are you sending your traffic? What is your ClickFunnels URL? It's very simple to ask who your customers are. Give us five keywords that might represent them, a sample headline, a picture that you think might work, or a video. And then what we do is take that information using data science. We expand it. We create from 50 to 5,000 ads for you in real time. We deliver them to the networks, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And then what we're doing differently than everybody else in a typical targeting situation, you say, I want someone of this age who has this interest. But what we're using is intent to purchase. So I'll give you the easiest example that everyone can understand. When someone says, oh, shoot, my tooth hurts, what do I do? Our systems understand that that person probably needs to see a dentist. So we show an ad for a dentist in real time to that person for the optimal chance of them clicking and becoming a customer on the other end. So we're trying to find the people who need your services right now and show them an ad. Then past that, we don't just look at one person, but maybe 100, 200 of these type of people. And what we start to understand and realize is what that demographic looks like. It may not have been a 45-year-old male. When we look at hundreds of them, it was a 25-year-old female with a $100,000 household income between 8 and 9 in the morning because they just sent their kids to school and now they're trying to solve a problem that they're having. So when we can actually look at these people, understand that they have a need and the type of average person who has that need, we can expand the network and go out there and really have a wider net to capture your exact customer. So the idea is we're going out to create your ads, we're going to target your ads, and then what we do is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, like I said before, we're optimizing for them. So we look at hundreds of different methods, whether it's dayparting, A/B testing, programmatic buying of those ads, splitting up of budgets over different networks. We're doing so many different things to ensure that we get you the best results. And, you know, a big part of what we do is just to implement all the amazing tools that Facebook and Twitter and Instagram have available to any user out there, but they don't know how to use them properly or in what order or when or why they should do it. So that's all part of the process. We want to ensure that after you answer your six questions, it's really a set it and forget it, and we're delivering the best possible traffic to your funnel and let you go through and do what you guys do best.
Well, all that sounds great, but I know a couple things people are going to ask for in that. What is the heck is day parting?
Great question. It's one I always pick out there. You know, Twitter doesn't even allow you to do this as a user on their advertising platform right now. Day parting is going, you know, if we found out that it's a woman between 8 and 9 in the morning who's your best customer because they have time to solve something, we want to show the majority of your ads between 8 and 9 a.m. Twitter won't even allow you to set that. We can do it because we can hit the API and turn them on and off on our side whenever we want. But when you actually spend the dollars at the right time to the right people, that's when you see the highest amount of conversions.
That's awesome. Very, very cool. Well, again, I think the thing I want to make sure people who are listening to this understand is, yes, this is definitely one of the things I want people to focus in on as far as you have to be spending money on your ads. If you're not going to be doing it yourself, I want to make sure we brought Justin on to kind of teach you a little bit about exactly what's involved, understanding the analytics and understanding kind of the metrics and everything else behind this kind of stuff. So realize we've had the opportunity in the past in some of our other episodes of having, you know, Facebook experts on talking about different things that they're doing and things. I wanted to bring Justin on from an advertising outsource to be able to provide a different angle, a different insight as far as what actually it takes to have massive success in your ads. So if you don't mind, Justin, talk a little bit about you guys are running literally millions of ads all the time for your clients and things. What are some of the things that you're seeing in the industry that's important that for our users to be aware of when they're utilizing, again, most of our users are using Facebook, which I know is one of the top things you guys take a look at and utilize. What are some of the newest things involved with Facebook or things that they need to be aware of when they're looking at creating their ads or working with you?
Yeah. The benefit of working with us, we do a lot of that work for you, but there's a couple of trends that are really picking up right now, and that's using the cinemagraph. So companies like Flixel to take a picture and add movement to it. Videos are clearly really responsive right now. We know at the beginning everyone heard, oh, video ads, they don't convert. They convert very well. I'll be clear with you. We use our own system to find our own customers. So it's called dog fooding. And if we weren't doing that, it would really be a bad story. But the idea is our video ads convert 4 times better than our static image ads. So we actually just implemented video for our users just about 3 weeks ago, and we've seen a huge uptake in their conversion and going down that path. So I think that's those are two of the major aspects. I'll give a precautionary tale. Facebook, and we'll stick with that right now because that is the default and that is where the majority of everything does go. They offer a lot of different types of advertising, and they keep putting out new ones. Stay away from them at the beginning. They're still working on them. They're still trying to make them better. Go with what is working and then slowly take percentage of your budget, whatever that may be. You know, it doesn't matter what the budget is. Take 10% and put it into a new method and see how it works and grow with them. But don't put all your eggs into a new basket before it's proven and you see it being the uptake on it really going the other direction. But Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, they know what they're doing. They've set this up so that you can have the ultimate success, and that trickles down to us as well. As an overlay onto their platform, our success, or your success as a user, is our success, and we're always trying to ensure that your advertising is giving the most bang for the buck. But that goes into, you know, how this flows into ClickFunnels. A lot of our users on our system would come and they'd have a old website that wasn't mobile friendly, or they wouldn't have great calls to action on their page, or if they did take someone, they wouldn't have a down funnel on them to do something next with them. Well, we can only do so well in sending traffic out there, and that's why we're a perfect pairing. If we can send you amazing traffic and you're putting into this awesome funnel, well, then that's the winning combination. That's where we really come and intertwine and make this a whole new revolution for online advertisers using the funnel system.
That's awesome. Justin, tell me I get this question asked to me all the time, and I don't have a real good answer. And that is, when you're looking at videos on Facebook, how important is it to have the actual words printed on the video?
Well, we're actually in testing right now. It's a good question. I don't want to just sit here and make something up. But the reality is, they suggest Facebook to have them there for a specific reason. Can you catch them with their eyes or something, the first two sentences that get someone excited? Because the video does play without sound until you either hover and click on it. So I would say they have a great built-in tool to use that, or just create the file and add it, because it's not always perfect. I'd say it's pretty important.
Awesome. I appreciate that. So when a person's looking at building out their business, one of the things we are always talking about, the importance of getting money out there and spending, is actually measuring. Again, I kind of started off the podcast talking about that, is the cost to acquire a customer, your CPA, your cost per acquisition. Mm-hmm. What types of analytics are you guys tracking and stuff to use to identify what ads are working best to accomplish that?
Okay, so let's just back up for our first question. We'll go to the second one here. We talk about that as your cost per acquisition equation. And what we're all looking for, including ourselves and all the people listening here, is a positive cost for acquisition. So what does that mean? That means that your cost to acquire a customer is less than the long-term value of having them. So what are they worth to you? Is your sale $100? Is your sale $1 million? Well, whether it's 100 or a million, you better be, you know, we like to see it 2 times on that. So if it's a $100 sale, your cost per acquisition should be in around the $50 mark, and then you can multiply that out. So if you can get a 2 times multiple on your cost per acquisition, you're doing really, really well. And that's what other people are looking for out there. So that's how we look at it, about how we measure it. We provide you, or the user, with as much detail as you want. And I say that because we give it to you in bite-sized pieces. We're not asking to come in here, and the whole reason we created this was, you're not an experienced marketer, and if you are, well, we'll have tools for you as well, but typically you're not, and that's why you're coming to us. And the reason being, we want to show you what's important. How much are you paying per click? How much is it costing you to acquire that customer? What is the conversion cost for you? So when you see those things, you can understand them. They're bite-sized. You can see how much traffic you're getting and the percentages of that means in click-through. But if you really want to hammer it down to every metric, we also make that available for you as you learn more or want to get more sophisticated with it.
Very, very cool. I think that, again, sometimes people get worried or afraid they're not going to be able to understand the metrics. And I know, Justin, you guys have done a fantastic job of really being able to provide the metrics in a way that is consumable for people based on whatever their experience level is. And I think that it's one of the main reasons I wanted to have you on the podcast today, is helping people understand you have to know your numbers. I was on the call the other day with a buddy of mine, basically is an expert as far as, you know, managing time and all that kind of stuff. And in his day, basically, there's three things that he's worried about. And I've actually kind of adapted the same three things for me as far as my position here at ClickFunnels. That is, for me, the most important thing is I'm always identifying and creating opportunities to build our top-line revenue for ClickFunnels. Second of all, I'm inspiring and organizing others to help achieve our number one goal, basically, there. But my third most important thing, and that's managing our numbers. And I can't stress that enough to you guys who are listening. You have to know your numbers. You got to be able to manage that. And I think for a lot of people, the numbers aspect is the last thing they care about. They really don't want to spend any time on that. And I think you guys have done a fantastic job as far as helping people know that. But if you don't mind, spend a few minutes as far as talking a little bit about the numbers so they understand what it is that they actually need to be paying attention to when they start seeing these things at a beginner's level, at a mid-level, more an advanced level, if you don't mind.
Yeah, beginner's level is that simple. You know, you might be seeing sales come in through your funnel and you might be making dollars. But if you on the other side aren't backing out those dollars, that's where the biggest problem happens. So you got to ensure, again, back to the point, if you're spending 50, let's try and make 51, but even better, let's try and make 100. So the basic numbers that you'd want to look at is your cost per click. You want to know, the less you're paying for a click, and the more clicks that you're getting, the better you can convert it, the quicker you can convert it. So that is a really interesting piece that we have to look at. And then click-through rate. Are the ads that you are showing relevant enough and interesting enough that people are clicking on them when they see them? If that's not happening and that ratio is too low, you know that we probably have to revisit and look at that to find what does get those people attention, whether that means moving from static images to video, whether that means just your static images aren't working well. And, you know, because we look at it, and as a social media advertising company, you know, we have the saying here, make it look like cupcakes and kitty cats. That's what people are expecting to look at. You know, it sounds funny, right? But that's the reality. Someone sees this beautiful cake that you're holding that you've made. You know, you might look all disheveled or whatever it may be, but you have a beautiful cake. Someone's going to click on it and want to see more. If you have this overproduced ad, well, they know it's an ad. So if you can make it look more like something that's natural, then you're ahead of the game. So those are a couple things that we look at there. When you actually want to dig down deep into it, we start looking into things like engagement. So past people coming and clicking, are they engaging with it on social media? Are they sharing it? Are they actually liking it? Are they becoming a member of your business page, which you can market to later as well? And then on the other side of that, we want to look at how much relevancy it does have. So are we showing it too often? Is it not being shown enough? Those things are a really big piece of it, so relevancy score. But in general, it's all pretty typical. Whether you're a newbie at this or whether you're experienced, it's understanding what the numbers mean, not necessarily different numbers that you'd want to look at as an individual.
I love that. Thank you very much. That's pretty cool. Cupcakes and kitty cats. I'm going to remember that as I start building out ads over here. That's awesome.
No, I'm telling you, Chuck, next time you're popping up an ad or you're using needles, put in one that's a beautiful, get your designer to make one and over and produce it and think about it for hours, and then go find a stock image that costs you $5 or less, or go to pixabay.com and get one where they offer it for free, royalty free, and see the difference in conversion. And I'm telling you, you're going to see a better uptake on the other side.
That's awesome. Well, let's address one of the things we run across all the time. That's ad fatigue. How do you know when you're experiencing ad fatigue? What is ad fatigue, and how do you deal with it?
Well, luckily for our users, they don't have to deal with it because we deal with it for them in the back end. We understand and we watch for that. Fatigue is the same thing as you think about in any other industry in any other way. Is your ad being seen by the same people too many times and it's not having relevance to them to be clicked on and move forward? When that starts happening, when the same people are seeing the same ad and it's not being effective, that's when we know we have to change it out and put something new and fresh in front of their faces. That's the simplest, most layman term way that we could actually discuss that.
I appreciate that. Thanks. So let's talk real quick here about the importance when you're dealing with your clients and things. What are some of the hurdles that you find most of your clients are, I guess a better way of looking at it is I'm trying to find out, for those people who are listening here, some of the people are going to be going, you know what, I'm still going to try to do this myself. I'm not at a point I feel where my I can spend the extra money or whatever else to use a robo agency. But when should a person say, you know what, I need to go do this?
Well, the simple answer for me is you better start right away before you're going out and spending too much time, too much money in a way that's actually not going to convert. I'll give you one stat, and I think it really will explain this well. There's 50 million small businesses or entrepreneurs or people like yourself listening on the Facebook platform, and only 3 million of those people are advertising. There's a simple reason for that.
Wow.
It's too difficult and too expensive to do it yourself. Or the second status quo would be go to a digital agency, which is too expensive. And that's the bottom line. It's $3,000 to get going, $1,500 for creatives, and then 25% of every dollar that you spend. So us as a software as a service, the first robo agency, we're trying to appeal to the masses to get that gap of 47 million people to the market in a way that they can actually use it and use it effectively and do it for a price that they can afford to do it. We're not even close to the expenses of the other options out there.
I love your stat as far as 3 out of 50. That's like 6%.
Yeah,
that's a very, very, very small percentage.
And I'll put it this way, that changed from last year the same time from 40 million. So it grew by 10 million small businesses, and there's 2 million on the ad platform. So it took them 10 million more people to get 1 million more advertisers. And these are small businesses. These are not regular users. These are business page business users.
That's crazy. Well, that's honestly, Justin, it's the whole reason why I wanted to have you on the podcast here is I have a lot of our clients, a lot of our users who they just, and I understand it, you can't know everything. You just can't. And so most of our users are out there building their products, they're building their funnels, and I get the question all the time as far as, who should I hire as far as Facebook, or who should I hire as far as this? And it's great, as you approached me, I thought, you know what, this is a terrific solution because the cost is so inexpensive. And so guys, again, this is as much of an advertisement as you'll hear on our podcast, but that is, so basically for Needles, it's $100 a month, and Justin's been kind enough to set us up with a special coupon code for any of our podcast listeners, where if you go, once you sign up for them, it's actually going to be $50 off of that first month. So it's only $50. It's a great way to get started. And I highly recommend, if you don't know Facebook, or even if you do, and you're tired of dealing with it, Needles is a great opportunity. Again, so it's going to be capital C, basically CF for ClickFunnels, and then 2016. You get $50 off the first month, and then you have the opportunity of going forward. And again, just as I was taking a look at it, I mean, I can't imagine how else honestly, guys, there's no other way of looking at it. Basically, for $50, you're going to be able to have someone create your ads to do all the cross-platform optimization. They're going to automatically do all the time adjustment things that Justin was talking about, the analysis. And the whole idea behind it there is just to get you guys going. There's nothing more frustrating for us at ClickFunnels than seeing people get started and then they get hung up on getting the money coming in. So that's, again, I really wanted you on the call today just to kind of help people understand how easy it is to use a robo-agency where you don't have to spend thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to get started. And I know that's the biggest problem most people have is thinking, gosh, if I hire a traditional ad agency, I just can't afford it. And so I love, you guys are in there filling a need that I think is really critical for a lot of people, and that is, you have to test. And the best way of testing is by spending your own money. Get it out there, put it out there, and you can test so inexpensive to see what's working. That way you can change your funnel and based on the metrics and everything else you're receiving to go ahead and do it. So again, Justin, I'm super excited to have you here. As we get kind of close to wrapping things up, is there anything else you want to make sure people know or questions I forgot to ask you?
Well, you're saying to your point, what's the point of having the funnel if you're not driving customers to it, and where the best way to do that at the most reasonable price? And it goes back to the point, spend the time at what you're good at, building your product, whether you're building an info product, whether you're becoming a coach, whether you're a plumber and you're using this to get new customers, it doesn't matter. Do what you're good at. Let us do what we're good at, and we are pretty darn good at it. We are, as you said, it's $100 a month to use our service, and you can start with any budget you want for your advertising, whether it's $50 a week or again $5,000. It's up to you. There's no contracts. We want to ensure that you guys are happy and that we're honing on in the best campaign possible to help grow your business. I think we covered pretty much absolutely everything today. Again, that coupon code was CF 2016. That's capital C, capital F, 2016. Please use it. Please share it. We want to give everyone the opportunity to come in and really grow their businesses.
Awesome. Well, Justin, love having you on. I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I know we were kind of joking around about that at the beginning as far as both being entrepreneurs and running SaaS companies. It's these time is the most only commodity I can't stretch out. So I appreciate you taking the time for us today, bud.
No, it's my pleasure. It was great talking to you, and I'm always here. Listen, everyone, my email address is jh@needles.com, jh@needles.com. Feel free to email me questions. If you just want to say hi, I'm always available. I love talking about this stuff. I'm here for you guys. I want to see you guys succeed. Thanks so much again. And Dave, I appreciate you having us on today. It's really, really nice of you.
Great. And that's Needles is spelled N-E-E-D-L-S. There's no E at the end there. So N-E-E-D-L-S.com. So Justin, again, massive thank you. Appreciate your time today, bud. And we'll talk real soon.
Thanks so much. Be well.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dream car and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.